Supergirl is going to be appearing in the upcoming The Flash Flashpoint movie, and that's what we're talking about in this episode of Legends of Podcasting. Now, joining me in the Wave Rider, we have...
Stuart.
I'm Rob.
And I'm Liam. So let's jump into it. Stuart, why don't you fill us in on that details?
Damn it, I haven't got that to hand. Okay, yeah, so they've cast a Supergirl in the movie, as if this movie didn't have enough characters already in it.
Yeah, there's quite a few characters in this movie at this point.
Yeah, so they've now got two Batmans, or maybe even three. They've got Flash. There's the rumors they've dropped Cyborg now. I think Cyborg is going to be.
Yeah, apparently Cyborg has been written from the rewrites of the script. The Cyborg character is no longer in it. Mm-hmm. It's a common thing that happens a lot on the rewriting of scripts where you're going to got to make it fit within a certain time frame. Happens a lot is you identify a character's story arc, and if you just remove them from it, you find you've cut out a lot of pages.
Yeah. It's not because Ray Fish is like,
There's a lot of behind the scenes drama.
Ray Fish
as well,
is not happy about it.
Ray Fish is being an idiot, so it's just.
Yeah, but I mean, do you think that's this is why the Supergirl CW show's been cancelled? Maybe because you know what they did it in when they brought the Suicide Squad movie out. They cancelled the Suicide Squad from Arrow because they thought, people are going to get confused. There's going to be two of them at the same time.
It's funny. They've pivoted on that back and forth. I think Supergirl got cancelled because of ratings. Like you saw the ratings were gradually going down. It's a shame, as you guys know, like I really like the Supergirl TV show. Like the writing on it is really good. Sure, you can moan about the effects at times, but if you can look past the effects, which are still so much better than anything. Well, they're still so much better than what we had when we were growing up. So
yeah,
fair enough. It's a TV budget. And every TV show, every season goes along, the budget gets reduced every time. So they're expected to do more with less money. So makes sense, especially with a character like Supergirl, and we're going to see this with Superman, is that you're going to need to be spending the money on the special effects to have a lot of the action that you want to see. But it's just not going to look as good with less money. Anyway, the writing was good. I think that's why the show got cancelled. But Supergirl coming into it, which by the way is Sasha Kale or Callie, is the actress who's been cast in the role. So if we're looking at the DC universe, there'd always been the rumor that Supergirl was going to be popping up. When you go back to Man of Steel, when walking around the ship and you saw the one little hibernation pod, which had been open and empty. So like, ooh, someone got out. And there was that rumor back then that, it was Supergirl.
It was Kara Danvers, yeah.
Yeah.
Kara Zor-El, sorry. Yeah.
So I wonder if they are going to make that the point. And say that it is actually that was the deal that she got out of that pod. But it is interesting as well because the movie's called Flashpoint. But I mean, the directors even has said it was, I think it was in July last year, he made a point of saying this is a very, very different Flashpoint to what you read in the comics. It's called Flashpoint because it's about Flash going back in time and screwing with the timeline, which is what Flash does best.
But damn it, Barry.
Run, Barry, run.
And then when he comes back, you know, it's like, it is different. We're getting a bunch of different characters. It's going to be very different. I have no idea what we're going to expect with this story. It's kind of cool to see that we're getting Supergirl in this. So I have absolutely, because we have no idea what this story is going to be. I have no idea what her role is going to be in it. But we do know, with Michael Keaton being in it, that apparently... I read an article saying that Michael Keaton is meant to stick around and be some kind of a mentor to superheroes in it. So this is bringing him into it and then him potentially sticking around beyond this movie.
Like a Batman Beyond.
Like a Batman Beyond.
I see what you did there.
I've read lots of articles, again, it's probably clickbait, the past couple of weeks, of Michael Keaton apparently being... Old Man Bruce and the Batman Beyond TV show on HBO Max, which is what we have been speaking about for so many years since he came back as the Vulture. I was like, he looks like Old Man Bruce, man. Just give him the role.
Give the fans what they want.
Exactly. They're bringing back everything else. I don't see why you wouldn't bring that back. But I'm very excited. So I'm gonna see once more news breaks on this, on what she's gonna be doing. in the movie. We'll do another.
Well, I think it was said in the chat, it's 4 weeks or what, 4 weeks out the Snyder Cut. So once that's come and gone, and we've done our talk about it, and we've moved on, HBO will go, right, now the focus is off that. We can focus putting more stuff out about Supergirl and Flash and get that pushed out into the limelight, and that's going to be the next big project. Because correct me if I'm wrong, that's the last of the old DCEU projects that they're putting together. You've got the Snyder Cut, this Flashpoint movie, and then that Aquaman 2, maybe? Was there still...
Shazam 2. Yeah.
And then after... Shazam and the Black Adam movie as well.
Yeah, and after that, that's kind of the end of the DCEU, and then they're going to change it up, maybe? Move it forward? Suicide Squad as well. I forgot that's even a thing.
But I think the idea is that the DCEU is still going to continue, I think, is going to be the understanding, the deal. But Snyder is done after Justice League. That's it. He's done. He's off. And with his approach to the Snyder Cut, he's not having any worries about making sure that this is going to connect up with any other DC movies after this. He's just focusing on telling the story that he wanted to tell, and now he's done, which is cool. And by all accounts, I really think that you don't need to have the movies so closely knitted into each other that you have to watch one to understand another one. So they should be able to function as standalone, just like Shazam works perfectly as a standalone movie. I think we can still see more of this, of the DCEU continue, but the connections just be loose. And I think that's fine. So then, actually, this brings it to the point. So we now know Supergirl is appearing in Flashpoint. Do you want to see a standalone Supergirl movie come from, be a spin-off out of this?
Yeah. I mean, if the interest is still there for her after the TV show, and we know that there were, like yourself, Liam, and your girls, there are fans out there for that character now that weren't around before the show came out, because she's not had that much limelight in the public eye, even though she's quite a big character in the comics. I think there's enough interest there that she could move that out as a film and then bounce the characters back up into the public eye again, maybe.
I think it could be cool to get a proper big screen treatment of Supergirl. I think it could work. I think it'd be cool. I'm looking forward to seeing how this actress's portrayal of Supergirl is. I'm just going to look over to the comments for a moment. We see what we got here. Jay Panel is saying, could this lead to a Supergirl movie? Oh, that's literally what we just said. I think if fans like her in the role, it would be inevitable for her to get a movie.
Definitely. And have her in the same movie, even that'd be really cool.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
but that would be amazing. And that would make a lot of sense to do that as well. Yeah. Absolutely do. Maybe it's a Supergirl movie with Superman in it. You know, Supergirl's the main character that we're following, but Superman can come in and at points. Mike is saying, I think DC would be a little gun shy about another female led movie after the reception of Wonder Woman 84.
Well,
I think hopefully they'll learn from Wonder Woman 84. do better. I mean, it's gonna be a different director would be treating it. I assume they wouldn't be given to Patty again. It's just a shame. She did such a good job with the first Wonder Woman movie.
And she's a generally good director. She's a good director in general. And I don't know what she did. She was having an off month or so when she was filming Wonder Woman. But
Wonder Woman 84 was very much very disappointing. Just because after the first Wonder Woman movie, that was such a good movie. It was going to be hard to beat that. You know. Anyway, but it came so far lower than that. It's a shame.
We've got about a minute left before the
connection.
All right, so let's wrap it up. So that's all from this episode of Legends of Podcasting. Let us know in the comments what you guys think about all of this. And don't forget to click that subscribe button so you're notified as we have new episodes come out. And if you listen to the audio podcast, this is also available on whatever podcast platforms you like to listen to. Just look for Legends of Podcasting. Click that subscribe button and you'll be notified whenever we have new episodes out. So that's all from me.
All from me.
That's it from me.
I'll see you same bad time, same bad shadow.